Can you hear the music?
I just...
You can't hear it? Man, so many people can't hear it. I don't know what's going on with the music.
I mean, I've heard it before on the other episodes. It's really cool music.
That's why, so like, hold on, I'll consider it. So that's why I ask every episode, because it's kind of sort of become part of the charm of the podcast. You can either hear it or you can't, right? And it's kind of funny the way it lands sometimes, right? It's just like, can you hear the music? No. Oh, I can hear a little, you know, and like it's kind of become, you know, it's not, I don't find it frustrating. I think it's funny, you know?
So
Oh man, shout out to Senjin Boychuk, man, for that incredible outro music. I guess I should have said welcome back to the podcast, first of all. You know, welcome back to another episode of On the Throne with Dick, and you know, shout out to Senjin Boychuk, and you find that guy everywhere on the socials. And man, this week on the podcast, you know, this one came together fairly quick. You know, some of them been waiting like 2 years to get done, but this one came together in days. So shout out to Haley from the Blue Collar Baddies podcast. What's up?
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, you know, I'm just hanging out. I worked all night last night, and I'm on call 24/7. So like could work all night and then go back to camp or whatever for a couple hours. And then they'll call me back out, and they haven't called me. They left me alone today so far, knock on wood.
Yeah.
So it's NFL Sunday. So I'm just hanging out, couch rotting, watching, watching football and recording a podcast. Thought I'd take advantage of that. So yeah.
Might as well.
Mazel. Yeah, it's kind of nice, actually. You know, they put us in these crew houses now. We used to be in a camp, and the crew house is way better. I got a coffee table, I got a nice TV, I got a dishwasher, I got a washer dryer. So I'm doing my laundry too. Yeah,
nice.
So the Blue Collar Baddies podcast, man. I listened to your first episode today, episode one. I went all the way back and I listened to that. Yeah,
Rebecca, she's a badass. I love her.
Yeah, she sounds like a badass. I didn't watch the video, but I listened to it, and yeah, I'm definitely gonna have to go watch the video, because like she sounds like a badass. You know, I resonated with her story a little bit. You know, the women, you know, they don't like that there's no porta potty on site.
Yeah, it's rough.
I hate that too. So the company I work for in the summertime, right, they don't put porta potties on site, because the cost of getting a porta potty outweighs the fine that they get for not having one.
That's wild.
Yeah, and they've openly said that as long as we're within like I think 15 kilometers of a toilet or something like that, we're fine. So like I'm like, okay, cool. Well, you're not gonna be mad at me when I go to the store then, right? Because I'm going to the store and I'm going to get some, you know, I'm gonna get a Monster or a snack or a sub or a McDonald's or some shit. You know, cost of, hey, you don't want to get a porta potty? Well, I'm gonna go do something cool.
Yeah.
So what are you up to? What do you do for work? I don't even know what you do for work. I just know, like, you know, you're blue collar and you have a podcast.
Yeah. So I'm a spray foam. I mean, my boyfriend owns the company, so I help him, you know, just the labor hand basically for the spray foam company.
Yeah. Nice. Nice. How long you been doing that for?
Almost 5 years. So like when 2020 hit, I was waitressing, and he was like, well, just come help me out until everything goes back to normal. And I was like, fuck waitressing. I'm just going to keep doing this. Yeah. It's a lot more fun.
You ever see the movie Waiting with like Ryan Reynolds?
Oh yeah.
Great movie, Waiting and Still Waiting. Is that the movie? I think that's the movie where she like makes like pie. I hate Earl Pie.
I think that's been a long time since I've seen it.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen it. Oh man. That's pretty cool. Yeah, I work in the oil and gas industry in Canada in the winter here, and then I go do road construction in the summertime. So I need that change. I'll start fucking, you know, melting down, and I don't know if it's appropriate to say, I almost said I'll start killing people, but like,
you might get flat.
yeah, given the recent events too, right? I don't want to fucking
I don't want
to fucking pop off and have people be like, oh
yeah,
ooh, this guy, oh, we gotta watch out for this guy, right? And I'm like, no, not for that reason.
<You're right.
laughs> Oh yeah. So how many episodes? I saw you're like 41 episodes in or whatever. 42 episodes.
Yeah. I'm editing. So I recently made a trip to the Midland area. I'm editing episodes like 42 through 46 right now.
Good for you.
So we're getting there.
Good for you. Hey, you know what? What was it? Most podcasts don't make it past episode 10. So
yeah.
It's crazy. You know how the we talked about this, I think, with Jaden, and Jaden is a concrete guy in Salt Lake City, and he's like, if you get to, you know, past episode 10 or whatever, and you start getting up there a little bit, like you're in the top like 2%, but it's, you know, you get guys like Joe Rogan and Yvonne and Kylie Kelsey and the Kelsey brothers, you know, like they're where they're at. You don't feel top two, right? You feel like, oh man, I'm still in like,
yeah, especially, I mean, the travel and getting people together kind of hinders it a little bit because, you know, we're all busy as shit working our blue collar jobs. So there's not a whole lot of time for like hang out on the weekend and podcast, but we get them when we get them. So,
yeah, I feel that. You know, this is episode, this will be like 153.
Dang.
153 straight weeks, right? And like I put one out every week.
Yeah.
Every Tuesday. And yeah, like it gets difficult. It gets hard, right? Especially with my on call 24/7, right? And you know, I could be in the middle of recording this, and it's like the phone rings, I gotta go, right? And
yeah.
And then you know, working, you know, you don't know how long I'll be on site for. It could be 5 hours. It could be 40 hours. It's happened where I've been there for 40 hours, right? And you know, and it's frustrating. Hey, well, I got a podcast to do in like 5 hours, guys. Can we hurry this up a little bit? And it's like, I can't say that, right? I'm not allowed to say that. So it's like, I got to send a message. Hey, I know we got this plan, but can we postpone, you know, shit like that. And because, you know, the blue collar schedule, right? It's hard to be blue collar, work over 100 hours a week and have a life outside of that.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, makes it a little easier because I work for my boyfriend. So, you know, when he wants to do things, I get off too.
Yeah. It's like, hey, babe, you know what? Like, can you go out with the boys tonight or something? Can you? Yeah. See, look at that. I'm watching the Chiefs game right now, right? And the Chiefs are cooked. Like, their season's pretty mangled. They're at DEFCON 2 right now. And they were just losing badly. Now they're only 3 points behind with enough time left to. They're doing Chiefs things right now. I don't know. Do you watch football?
I don't. I like baseball, but I'm not a football person.
So what made you decide, you know, to go from, you know, like spray foam, like I'm going to like spray foam and do this shit. And what made you decide to start a podcast? Like, why were you, what was in it for you there?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, way early on, I probably would have gotten into the trade sooner, you know, back in high school, I kind of thought about being a mechanic or something, but you know, I graduated in 07, so everybody was like, you have to go to college or you're a piece of shit. and my parents were always very supportive of what I wanted to do, but I don't think I really had the guts to go for it. So I was like, you know, if there were other girls talking about it, like, hey, you can do this and it's a shit ton of fun, like, go for it, you know. I just feel like that's where the podcast kind of came about, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, hell yeah, that's pretty badass. We're born, you're 1989 baby, aren't you?
Yeah.
Dang, I graduated in 72.
That's funny.
When's your birthday?
August 3rd.
Oh, mine's February. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm older by 6 months. Actually, August 3rd, almost exactly 6 months. February 4th. So
that's wild.
Yeah. No, I love the podcast game, right? Like the whole thing. Like I see it and I can hear it when you're talking and stuff like that, right? You get to meet so many people, make so many connections and learn so much, so many different things, right? Like you're in a spray foam, right? Yeah. You've got like HVAC techs, you got, you know, like the girl in natural gas, you know, and she like counts or keeps track of how much natural gas goes down the line. See, I listen. And you know, like, yeah, you know, shit like that, right? Like you don't, like my podcast I was going to do originally, it was going to be just oil and gas, right?
Oh yeah.
And then, but you can only have that conversation so many times, right? And so, you know, I'm like, hey, you know what? I'm going to talk to spray foamers. I'm going to talk to carpenters, electricians. You know, keep it, you know, of a wide variety, or you know, whatever you want to call it. I'm going to keep it keep it there and whatnot. And, you know, that way I can have many different conversations. There's so many more stories you can open up, so many different people you can talk to. And, you know, if anyone listens, you know, it's like, well, how do I get into this trade? Hey, I'm interested in this. And, or if you're already in this, well, you've listened to the podcast. Okay. I want to join this trade. How do I do that? And what does it entail? Right. So.
Right. Well, yeah. And people hearing the pros and cons and just different stories from all these different girls. I don't know. It's been a lot of fun, but I feel like it's hopefully made a difference to like girls who were even a little bit interested in getting into the trades. Like, here's the push you need.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's an inspiration, right? Like, you know, I know my daughters, my daughters are 8. My oldest just turned 8. My youngest is 5. She'll be 6 in a couple months. Right. And, you know, I know when they get older and they're starting to look for career paths, if they don't want to go the college route or, you know, get an office job or whatever, by then it'll probably be all tech again.
Right.
Or AI, something to do with that. But if they want to get into, you know, blue collar or whatever, you know, before it was like, well, let's go to a career fair. Let's go to a job fair and see what's going on. No, I'm going to point them in the direction of, you know, the Blue Collar Baddies podcast or my podcast, or, you know, there's plenty of blue collar podcasts out there now. There's quite a bit of, you know, the Blue Collar Future, stuff like that. Right. And, you know, learn what you want to do to go for, you know, okay, you don't want to go out and go to this job fair. Well, here's hours of material. Listen to it. Yeah. Have fun, you know, go to the gym, go for a drive, you know, and that's what this is what this avenue is doing, right? We're doing it for like the now, but also for the future too. Right. And that's absolutely. So cool. I think that's so cool.
I love it. And like I said, I'm not very like social or conversational, but when you get in a room with somebody who's just so passionate about what they do, it just kind of flows. It takes off.
Absolutely. And I've seen that in yours. And you do like the in-person thing, which like that's got to be hard to line stuff up, right? Because you know, there's a difference between, you know, like, hey, what are you doing? You're in Oklahoma, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Yeah, you're in Oklahoma and I'm in Northern Canada, right? And it's like, well, hey, you know what? I can't get out to Oklahoma and you can't get to Alberta. Let's, you know, link up here instead of like, hey, you know what? By some off chance, I'm in Oklahoma someday. It's like, yo, I'll get you one day. And then, you know, now, you know what I mean? So it's pretty cool. And I like the in-person stuff, you know, I've done too. And, you know, you get some drinks going and the vibes, like you said, the vibes are like way better.
Right. Plus, I mean, I usually wait till there's like 10 or 12 girls in one area and somebody that wants to host all of us. And then I'm like, okay, this is where we're meeting, what time I'll be there. And they all get to hang out while I take one at a time to record their episode. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is cool. And your episodes are like a little shorter too. I've noticed, you know, yours are like, you know, I've seen one of yours is like 20 minutes, 33 minutes, you know, stuff like that. And you know, that makes it easier, right? Oh, let's get together for like 3 hours or whatever. And we can do like 4 episodes all in one, right? That's pretty smart. That's pretty cool, right? I like that. Yeah.
Makes it a little more worth the drive because I don't like to fly. And there have been a few trips where I drove and like, I don't know, only half the girls showed up that day. And it was a little frustrating, but, you know, it was still fun.
Yeah, you still get like, you know, if you can get together, record 4 or 5 podcasts, that's a lot of content, right?
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And that you're killing essentially like 4 birds with 1 stone. That's pretty cool. Yeah, where we like, you know, my episodes tend to be, you know, I think my longest one's like 2 hours and 50 minutes, right? Oh. Like no one wants to hang out for, you know, like 8 hours, you know what I mean? Like you get together. By the time you get together, you sit down in the room and you do the little preach talking and then you get into the podcast and you sit around and hang out afterwards for a little bit. You're looking at like 4 hours, right? That's a lot of time with someone.
For sure.
I usually get paid to hang out with people for that one, right? So what is the day in the life of a spray foamer like?
I mean, it kind of depends on the weather. We're kind of in our busy season right now, but you know, the summer is probably my favorite because we get up early, go to work, we're done by 2. I mean, you know, load the rig for the next day and I can have the rest of the day to do shit I need to do, like edit podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a guy. So I left here last year after 7 years. I was at this job for 7 years, and I got offered a new job last year, and I went and I took it, and I broke my ankle, right? And then they railed me. So I'm back here, which is whatever. My content actually thrives here, so So he's like, oh man, he's like, I had a buddy that worked here, and there was a lot of ass time. He had 9 days where he did absolutely nothing, but he got paid for it. He's like, are you cool with being bored sometimes? Trust me, like, I ain't gonna be bored, right? I got lots of shit to do. I can make videos, I can edit podcasts, and even last year I had a couple days off, or not off, but a couple days where there was some downtime. I recorded podcasts on site in the truck, right? I was just like, hey, you know, and it was great, you know, and I wasn't on call 24/7, and it was just 12 hours and done. And, you know, so I got to actually have a life and set aside time. I'd be, hey man, you know what are you doing tonight at 8 o'clock? I know where I'll be, right? Yeah. And yes, actually like thrived off of that, right? Cause I could actually book time like a week out, like let's do it a week from now. Right. Whereas right now it's like on this, it's like, well, I don't know where I'll be tomorrow, but you know, I don't know where I'll be in an hour, you know? So.
Right. Yeah. Well, there's always, I mean, gosh, there's so much more content I probably should be making. I just do the long form video and then one short, but I also, you know, post things on my personal channel about work. And then I run the Outlaw Spray Foam channel. And then we also have a side-by-side channel.
Oh, wow.
Like, there's just so much video editing all the time.
Yeah. It's getting a lot, right? Like, it's getting to the point where, like, you know, I'm monetized on Facebook and I'm making money over here, and the podcast is doing all right and making some money there. And so it's kind of like, you know what? All right. I'm not going to work as many days in anymore as I did before. I'd stay for like 6 weeks at a time sometimes and before I go home. And now it's like 2 weeks. I can make the rest. I can make more money. If I have 2 weeks off, I can be rested and make more money on the internet as I go. Right. So
that's awesome.
And yeah, I get to spend more time with my wife and my kids and stuff. So, and yeah, they've come to with the crew house now. Right. When my coworker, we share with one other guy, and there's multiple houses, but you know, if he's on days off and I'm here by myself, they come visit, right? They can come and hang out and stuff. Yeah. They came up for dinner a couple Sundays ago, and they drove the 3 hours for dinner, and then they drove the 3 hours home. So it was,
yeah,
it's not bad.
Yeah.
So do you, is there like, I don't know, is there levels to like the spray foam? Like, are you apprentice, level one, level two, red seal, journeyman? Like,
I mean, spray foam is so like beyond unregulated. There's not, I mean, I'm sure there are some companies that would follow those typical steps. I've been a sprayer at one point. We were running two rigs, and it was just me and him. You know, we would show up to a 50 by 100 and knock it out in 4 hours and just both be blasting foam. You know, it was a lot of fun, but God, we were working 7 days a week then. It was a lot.
How long does it take to do, like, I don't know, like your typical house or whatever? Like, what's the longest day you've put in, like, in a house?
I mean,
or whatever. Yeah.
For the most part, we try to work with the weather. So if it's cold in the morning, you know, the foam doesn't want to cooperate very well. Or if it gets too hot in the afternoon, you know, we just try to beat it and just get done early. But I mean, some houses, you know, we take 2 weeks to do, and usually a 30 by 40 is my favorite because we can knock it out and be, you know, back in time for a late lunch.
Oh, yeah.
And job sites, like, usually. What?
Sorry, go ahead.
Those are the job sites that usually don't have porta potties because it's just a shop building in someone's backyard, you know, that we're coming to spray.
Yeah, just go in their backyard, bury it like a dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, cover it like a dog, too, just like, you know, like, with your paws or whatever.
Right.
Shit. You say like you go like to other states and towns and stuff like that just to record podcasts?
That's
badass.
I mean, wherever I can find enough girls at once to do it. So
you should start looking at Michigan. I don't know if you know who Hunter is.
I have so many girls in Michigan that are ready. I just am trying to like do the closer trips first and before I, you know, that's far.
Yeah. Do you know who Hunter is? She has her own podcast, The Woman in Trades, the 4%.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Hunter was on my podcast. And like,
that's awesome.
Man, Hunter, like, she's pretty badass. I like Hunter. Sure. She's good shit. Yeah. She's pregnant right now, actually, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's like making lots of content about going to work pregnant and being a welder pregnant. And like, it's making for good content. That's for sure. Yeah.
Sure. That's cool.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I did it last week's episode, but you know, like, you know, what happened to Amber Check? You know, it's pretty sad, pretty shitty. I'm seeing some guy making videos being like, it's a one off, guys. You know, like settle down, and you know, like men get murdered by their coworkers all the time, and it's like, like men also don't feel like, you know, they don't belong in the trades, or you know what I mean. So like, not only now, you know. I just wanted to take a moment out. I haven't made any videos about it or talked about it at all. I don't know what to say. I'm speechless, right? I'm blown away by that. That's fucking sad. Yeah. Take solace in the fact she didn't feel anything, probably. You know, take a sledgehammer to the head and you're done, right? Like, you
would hope so.
You're probably passed out right away, which is probably the only good thing to come out of that.
For sure. That's a wild deal. I can't imagine. I mean, like I said, it's usually just me and Joey, so I don't really deal with, even if I do feel unsafe on a job site, like there's other trades working, you know, my boyfriend's there. So what?
You know what? You're getting sexually harassed willingly at work. This is great.
That's a good way to put it, I guess.
Oh man. Do you know who, Ray Ripple is?
Oh yeah.
Fuck. I had her on the podcast and you know, we recorded and I made a joke and she didn't like it, and I could have edited it out, right? And afterwards she's like, I don't want that to go up. Man, I told her, I'm like, I can edit that out. She's like, no, I don't care. I fucking want to do a redo with Ray Ripple so badly. She's so badass, you know, like
I was in Nashville actually, and I didn't line things up, or I didn't have her on the list yet, and I don't know, eventually I'll probably make it back out there, because some of the girls I met in Nashville were awesome. I love them, but
I'm actually listening to your podcast and whatnot like that. I'm actually like looking at, I've never heard of some of these people before, right? They're not typically, you know, on the socials, right? Doing their thing. And so like, I'm actually like looking at yours. I'm like, fuck, I'm going to ask some of these people to come on my podcast now. Right. Like they're actually badass. You know, they're not what you would call influencers, right? So they would be kind of outside of the, you know, field of vision, or, you know what I mean? They wouldn't be exactly in your radar. So it's pretty good. I like that. You know, I love the collaboration and, you know, me getting on yours and hopefully getting some listeners to your podcast for that reason. Right. So what's that?
I appreciate that.
Hell yeah, man. It's great. And man, your podcast page actually on TikTok, like you're growing it pretty good. So
I'm trying. I mean, I have like I said, 10 other social pages. I ought to be good at it by now.
I'm 5 years into content creation now. Right. And showing what I do at work, and Facebook, you know, like Facebook has made me hone my content creation a little better, because it's not just about the reels over on Facebook, right? They want status updates. They want pictures, stories. They want the reels, but like, it's not just about that, right? And they're pushing that big time. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, well, how the hell do I do it? I'm just a reels guy. I'm just a shorts guy, you know, short form content, right? And so, and then I'm like, well, the podcast is long form, but like, all right, how do I do this? Oh, okay, so story, you know, just a picture of where I'm at today. You know, this is what I'm doing today. And here's a status update. Well, you know, like went to the porta potty. It was minus 10, stuck my butt to the seat. Ouch. People love that shit. They want to see more than just, you know, in your videos, you know, they only see, you know, up to, you know, a minute long clips of you. They don't know you. Right. Yeah. So like, if you show them the other stuff about you, right. Mm-hmm. They like that more. They feel like they're more connected. Right. So like,
I definitely felt that shift happen. Like people started wanting more authenticity instead of all the overhyped, like, you know, I don't know what the word is.
Yeah. It's insane. And what I've heard actually is Gen Z is leading the charge in this, but short form content's going the way of the dinosaur real quick. People are seeking their attention spans back, right? Like reels and stuff like that, they're gonna die off because, you know, like it's good for a distraction, but like we're losing our ability to hold concentration, right?
Yeah.
And so I heard, you know, podcasting and stuff like that, you know, long form content, that's what people are gonna go after more, right? Just to rebuild that brand strength.
Absolutely. And we freaking need it too.
Absolutely. Hey, you're a millennial, right? Like we had like long form content, you know, before the short form stuff, right? It's been a great distraction. It's made me belly chuckle, but like, I like watching a good, you know, hour long, you know, video or, you know, 15 minute long. 15 minutes is pretty long now. It's like, oh my God, 15 minutes. Oh, right. Like, but I still enjoy that stuff.
Yeah. Well, so your Facebook deal, because I was making a little bit on Facebook, and then now the last email they sent me that was like, oh, congratulations, here's your invoice, was like 60 cents. And I'm like, I would rather just not make anything because that just pisses me off.
Oh, man. So I'm in Canada too, right? So when I get the money, like the currency exchange, I get more back. Right. So this month on Facebook in so far, and there's like what, 10 days left or whatever, 8 days left, I made $2,000 American. Right. So that's almost this. And yeah, there's still 10 days left. Like I pushed hard at the beginning of the month. I just went crazy. Yeah. Right? And now it's just like, well, tapering off a little bit. Right. Just we'll regroup and we'll push more content next month. Right. So yeah, it's been like, you know, it's been pretty good. It's been pretty
good. Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Which maybe I've just been too focused on the other channels, and my personal one was the one that was originally making some cash. So I'm sure I just dropped the ball. I don't know.
I've noticed the podcast stuff doesn't do as good on Facebook. Right. Yeah. And I'm, you know, reluctant to push it there anymore.
Right.
But like, still, you know, I put a little bit of the trailers there. If it gets 1,000 views, cool. Right.
Right.
I've kind of gone away from the like doing it for the views and the likes thing.
Yep.
Because so my good friend Gord told me, and I've told this story 100 times, but my good friend Gord told me he was the first episode I ever did live. Like I live streamed it, right?
Okay.
And there was only 5 people watching. And I'm like, man, 5 people. And he's like, dude, if 5 people were sitting in front of us watching us do this, it'd be so awesome. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
That 5 number small, but it's big when you see it. Right.
Perfect.
And then you get to start thinking about like, 100,000 views or, you know, shit like that. Well, why did I start making content in the first place? I need to laugh, but also wanted to, you know, along the way it evolved into like, you know, my kids, right. When I grow up, what do my parents have? Just a couple pictures, right? Like there's only a few pictures. There's not maybe an old VHS tape.
Yeah.
And kicking around like, oh, you know, me grain, there's like grainy footage of me walking through the kitchen when I was a kid. What are you doing, Dick? Hey. Like, yeah, like now, right? Like, yeah, there's gonna be pictures, but there's gonna be a fuck ton of videos, right? And they're gonna, my kids, when they grow up, they're gonna be like telling stories to their kids, right? And be like, oh, what did grandpa do, right? And you know, oh, let me show you, there's fucking tons of videos, right? He was having fun while he was grinding and providing, right? So
for sure. That's wild. Yeah. It's wild to think about it that way. I never really, but yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. So now I'm doing it for that. It's kind of like a log of, you know, to show what I did and whatnot. And there's that song. I can't remember how the name of it, but it's like when my 15 minutes ends and the world sees me a little, or and the world loves me a little less, you're in the end, you're the only one I was trying to impress. Right. So
yeah.
You know, so yeah, it's them. They're the only people that I care about. Like, oh, my dad, you know, I don't care about some Joe Blow from Mexico that liked my video, right? I care that my kids liked it. I care that my wife liked it, you know, so yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah. What is your boyfriend and I guess your parents or whatever all think of your podcasting journey and what you're doing?
I mean, at first they were like, you're going to go where and stay with who? Because, you know, Rebecca, I had already known for a while. So I drove up to North Dakota where she lives and stayed the weekend and, you know, recorded some podcasts. But, you know, they're very supportive. And Joey makes sure that I have time to get there. He'll give me a Friday off or whatever I, you know, need, as long as it doesn't get in the way of getting the job done, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it all works out, and they're super supportive.
That's good. That's really good. Yeah, no, the and you know, I don't know what your parents do. Are they in blue collar or whatever they do, or
My dad has always been kind of a jack of all trades. Right now, he works for the state, repairing highways and all that stuff. My mom is a hairdresser, and they also farm and, I grew up out in the country, all that
oh,
stuff.
so blue collar as fuck then, you know? Yeah,
Yeah.
like badass. Yeah, so they gotta, you know, they gotta be, you know, like liking what you do when they see the value of it, right? Because you know, like I said, what we said earlier, right? There wasn't anything. You had to go to a job fair or something like that to get that kind of exposure before, right? Now it's you don't even have to leave your couch. It's right
Yeah.
here. Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty
Yeah.
cool. Yeah, what you got any like big guests or big names lined up for any upcoming podcasts?
I mean, there's over 100 girls on the list currently. I actually
Interesting.
have like 20 so far in Canada. I haven't been pushing super hard to search for girls up there because I know it's going to be a while before I make the
Yeah.
trip. But yeah, just girls all over that are super excited and want to share their story, and it's awesome.
Well, you know who's got a really cool story who's actually in is it North Dakota? You know, like North Dakota. Steph the Smudger.
Oh yeah, she's on the list. I've
Yeah,
talked to her.
she's an amazing guest. I had her on mine.
Nice.
Yeah,
Really?
she's got a really cool story. Yeah. And
That's awesome.
she's a badass. Like
Yeah.
she'd fit like the blue collar baddie fucking title like to a T, right? Like she's
Yeah.
incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I love her. She's changed her content up a little bit. I think she got a new job or something. She's not allowed to
Oh
really
yeah.
make too much content like that anymore, but like she's still out there grinding and she's still got that story behind her, right?
Right. Yeah. That's awesome.
I was in North Dakota actually in May. I was in North
Oh yeah.
Dakota. I drove all the way to the, you know where Toronto is, I guess. I drove out to Toronto and we went to the States. We went through North Dakota, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Chicago, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan. So yeah, and then we drove back and forth. My sister got married, so yeah.
Oh,
Yeah, I get to walk her down the aisle. We don't talk to our dad, so I got to walk her down the aisle. She had me for 5 minutes. I broke my ankle, right? So like at that point, I didn't know if I was gonna get to make it, but I got to. I was in the air cast at that time, and
dang.
I was like fresh in the air cast. So you know, like I'm like, you got me for 5 minutes. I can't wait to do this, but yeah, you got me for 5 minutes, and I did it. It hurt a little bit, but it was worth it, right? So.
That's awesome.
Hell yeah. And in the pictures, you'll forever see me with the air.
Yeah.
It's a
Dang.
cool story to tell there. I got married and my brother was fucked right up. Yeah. Yeah. You got any kids?
Nope.
No.
Nieces and nephews.
A late millennial with no kids. Look at that. Late, early millennial? Early millennial. Kind of early.
Don't
Yeah.
know. We're
Pushing
old. Whatever.
40.
Yeah.
Doesn't that fuck with your mind when you think about it? We're
It's
pushing 40.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah,
Yeah.
I know my I work with this kid, and I've told this once on the podcast already, but I work with this kid. He's 21, right? And last couple weeks ago we were working together and I'm like, man, how old are you? He's like, oh, I'm 21. And he could have left it at that. And then he told me what year he was born.
Oof.
I'm like, bro, you were born a year before I got with my wife, you know? Like, yeah.
Yikes.
Right. And we've been married 20 years and or no, we've been together 20 years, married for 13. And he then at the end of the night, like he's like, man, you work pretty hard, right? I'm like, I've worked here since you were 14.
That's wild.
Like I've been in this industry since you were five. You know, it's crazy, right? Like you start looking.
Yeah, it's weird. But I mean, I've been having more fun in my 30s than I did my whole 20s, so I'm good with
You know what? I agree with that. You know,
it.
like you take what I know now in my 30s
Yeah.
with the, you know, the want and the will or the excitement or the adventure of my 20s, and like that would be a dangerous human being. You know what I mean? That'd be like a degenerate. I played it. I never went clubbing. I didn't really drink. I didn't do anything like that. I'm doing more of that now. You know,
Yeah.
like you guys want to go to the club tonight? Let's go dance. Let's go have some drinks. And my wife's all for it, right? She's like, because you know, we were never part of that crew. crew, right? We were never part of that crowd. We grinded. We at 18, we moved across the country and we're on our own. We had to grind. We had to make it work, right? Right. So we didn't have mom and dad's basement as security. So.
Yeah.
That's yeah. Cool. Man, you know what's crazy with these kids though that are coming up? They're not drinking. They don't, yeah. They're not drinkers and they don't fornicate. They're you know what I mean? Have you read the articles? These kids are not, they're not, they don't want it. They don't want to, right? They're not drinking and they're not performing coitus.
I mean, they probably just see how fucked up the rest of the generations are and they're like, eh, let's not.
Yeah, we talk about that a lot too, you know, like how a lot of people are like defining Gen Z as lazy.
Yeah.
And they're not lazy. They just, you know, they actually do want to work. They actually want to make money. But, you know, the boomers taught us, you know, put your head down, grind it out, and the company will take care of you. Right. And boomers, we've been good little soldiers. We've been grinding it out, putting our heads down. And the company has literally fucked us.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. If anything, the pandemic taught us that we're all expendable. Right. Absolutely. They don't give a fuck about us. Right. So the Gen Z, they're looking at that and they're like, no thanks. And they're doing their own thing. Right.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to be broke anyways.
Right. You know?
Might as well be happy and broke.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking crazy. It's been a wild, you know, having, you know, boomers and Gen Z and millennials all on the podcast and getting that different intergenerational perspective.
I bet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Hey, do you know what, shit, I'm fucking it up. Do you know what viscosity is?
I feel like I should, but I don't know.
So the viscosity is like the thickness of a fluid, right? And how it runs.
Oh, yeah.
So where I'm going with it is the podcast is sponsored by the Mudman, and the Mudman deals on the rigs and the thickness of the fluid going downhole, right? The mud, the thickness of the mud, thickness of your load, right? You take that however you want to take it. I knew you'd be down for that joke because I heard on the podcast. What was her name on the first episode? Rachel?
Rebecca.
Rebecca. She talked about caulking. And like you choked a little bit, and I was like, all right.
I always have to say the word silicone. I can't use that word. Just makes me turn red.
My wife and I have to redo the shower drain, and she's like, we need to go get a cock gun. And I'm like, oh, I'm right here, you know, like let's go, right? And she's like, we need to put some caulking around that. You know what, like you don't think I've heard these jokes before, but like at work I probably say them more, right, than anybody else, right? Like my name is Dick, right? Yeah, again, shout out to the Mudman. You know, that guy has been down with the podcast pretty much since day one. Way back on episode 14, he sponsored the podcast with a headset and a mic, and you know, when we needed it badly. And then like two summers ago now, I couldn't edit, I couldn't do nothing. He sponsored the podcast with a MacBook Pro. So
we
edit, we record, we do everything right here, and the mic and the camera are so good. I don't need a headset, I don't need a microphone anymore. It's been incredible. It's been a great ride.
Hell yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I see you've got some pretty good sponsors for your podcast too. Is that like coffee or some shit you got sponsoring your podcast?
Yeah, so I actually own that too.
You own it? What is there that you don't do? What is this coffee called?
Blue Collar Grind. I've actually talked to you before, but I didn't realize you were in Canada and the supplier I use doesn't ship to Canada. So I kind of dropped the ball on that.
You did reach out to me before. You did. Yes, yeah. I remember that. And I was like, yeah, fuck yeah. Coffee's the shit. Let's go. And then you never talked to me again. And
I was so disappointed. And I was trying to figure out how to get it to Canada, which I could probably just order it, ship it to me, and then personally ship it to you.
That's expensive.
Yeah.
At that point, it's not worth it, right?
I mean, I could sponsor an episode or something, maybe. I don't know.
Let's go. The podcast is sponsored by, you know, hey, episode 152 or 3 or whatever the fuck, 153. Three, I don't know, whatever number this is, sponsored by Blue Collar Grind. Let's do it.
Thanks.
Hell yeah. What made you decide to start a coffee company? Like that's badass.
I am obsessed with coffee, and I feel like there's a lot of energy drinks surrounding the blue collar, you know, which is super unhealthy, not to judge, but I just thought it would be kind of cute if I made the coffee labels look like energy drink labels. So there's one that kind of looks like, Monster or Red Bull or whatever. But yeah.
What flavors do you got? You got any good flavors? Any cool, unique ones?
I mean, in the wintertime, sometimes I'll do like a spicy, I don't know, like winter flavor, and then there's a peppermint one. But for the most part, it's just like bold, rich, dark coffee,
Yeah.
like hardcore
Yo,
stuff.
you're listening to this episode of the podcast. I'm gonna do this. I don't even care. You're listening to this episode of the podcast. Fucking set up a fucking discount code or some shit. If you're in the US and you're listening to this episode and you want to try some blue collar grind, fucking use a fucking, I don't know, On the Throne 10. I don't know. What do you give? 10%? 10, 20, 20? 50? 50? No, no, no. No, that's cool, man. Oh, see, the game is tied now in overtime. This is the most Chiefs game I've ever seen in my life. So yeah, no, that's badass. So like, fucking, I just started getting into coffee and energy drinks in the last year, right? Like, I was raw dogging the shit out of the blue collar life for, well, 20 years, right? And I was like, like, I'm tired, I'm grumpy, I don't know how to, And then I discovered also this year that, Tylenol and Excedrin and Aleve, you don't need that just for a headache, right? You take that shit, you're feeling the aches and pains of getting older, pushing 40, right? When the aches and pains getting older, yada yada yada, you pop a Tylenol in there, and it helps you to keep going, right? And then the coffee, I had a coffee earlier. I can't do coffee. No, I can't not do coffee anymore, right? Like it's, yeah. I'm into White Monsters. You guys in the States are fucking crazy with your energy drinks. Like 300 milligrams of caffeine? Are you kidding me?
I don't drink energy drinks, but mostly because I try not to overload with like chemicals and stuff. So just
Yeah.
black coffee for me and, occasional beers and stuff.
Hey, you know what? Screw the energy drinks. Give me the beer. Yeah. Fucking I'm into White Monsters, right? There's 137 milligrams of caffeine in a White Monster, which is the same as a cup of coffee, really. Right? How much caffeine is in the coffee that you have?
Shit, I don't know. I'm sure it depends on how strong you brew it, but I'm not a super nerd when it comes to coffee. My brother could probably give you the stats.
Oh, you do it with your brother?
I mean, I just like ask him for advice when I was getting started because he's a coffee nerd for sure.
Yeah, I like that. I like the coffee thing, man. Like that's, I remember with them messaging me. Well, you messaging me. That's cool. Yeah, no. I got these energy drinks in the US when I went through there in May. And we like going over there and tasting the different flavors that we don't have here. And 300 milligrams is insane. So tropical storm rain. We don't have tropical storm here. So we tried it. My wife found it. She's like, this looks good. Tried it. We gotta get a whole case of this. We share it, right? Like that 300 milligrams is split in half. But I took one to work a couple months ago. And oh my God, like I only drank half a can. I couldn't handle more than that. It scared the shit out of me. I could see my heart like beating. I could
That's
like
why.
hear it. I could hear the heart. I'm like,
Oh my gosh.
oh, it's crazy. I could see all the colors and hear all the colors and see all the sounds. It was crazy. And what takes me about 3 hours to do took me 45 minutes. It was a little on the chilly side, and I was sweating. I
Oh
was,
my gosh.
oh my God, right? And yeah, last night I had a White Monster. I cracked one on. I only have one a day. I won't do any more than one a day. There's times where like I won't do any during the day, right? If it's gonna be an easier day and I'm not that tired, yeah, I won't do it. So last night I cracked a White Monster around, I guess, midnight. And man, like, yeah, I was riding cloud nine the rest of the night. Like I might still be feeling it, man. I haven't slept.
Damn.
Yeah. Like, so like, what's your favorite flavor of blue collar grind? Like you gotta have your own favorite flavor, right?
So I have one called Blinker Fluid.
Okay.
That one's probably my favorite.
What does that taste like?
It's got some like caramel, I don't know. It's not, I don't add sugar or anything, so you don't taste like sweetness really, but it's just kind of a don't know, it's a medium blend. I don't know. Sorry.
Do you know how many like things I've lost out on the opportunity because I'm Canadian?
Oh, that sucks. I don't know why shipping is so expensive. It's not that much farther, right?
I'm almost like wanting to start like open up my own like American US mailbox. I live like 9 hours from Montana, right? I could drive down there every couple months. And like I had this really cool like computer gaming chair company reach out, like, hey, you want we want you to try this chair. I'm like, okay. They're like, what's your address? I'm like, oh, we don't do to Canada, sorry. Well, shit, all right, blue collar grind, the foreman hard hat, you know, like shit like that. You know, I want that stuff. I just can't get it.
That sucks. I mean, I could send you some merch. That wouldn't be expensive.
You got hard hat stickers?
Yeah, for
I'll
sure.
send you some hard hat stickers. You send me some hard hat stickers.
Deal.
Hell yeah, I want a blue collar baddie sticker.
All right.
I'll put that on my hard hat.
I just ordered some new ones yesterday.
Hell yeah, I love that. I gotta order more. I gotta order more. I get them from this place in Norway. I was ordering from a place in Norway. They're super cheap. I get like a thousand stickers for like $15 or whatever, and they're good
Yeah.
quality.
That's
Yeah.
cool. I use Sticker Mule. I mean, they're pretty fast and yeah, definitely not that cheap, but
Yeah. Well, Sticker Mule, I've used theirs. The stickers don't hold up to the kind of chemicals I get on my hard hat all the time.
really?
Yeah. Like Invert and Condi and shit just eats right through that.
Dang, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Can you imagine what it's doing to my fucking lungs?
Right.
It's crazy.
Probably all the chemicals in the food we eat.
So as a woman in blue collar, right? Do you know? I guess your boyfriend's there, right? But like you said already, like, have you experienced any, you know, like mental health stuff because of what you do and because of, you know, the grind and stuff like that?
I don't, other than like an occasional me and Joey butting heads, like just because we're together 24/7.
You're ramming your head.
But I don't think I've really, as far as scheduling and the working hard, like the physical labor feels better to me than I think I was in worse mental health when I worked at like the bank or the school or whatever other random jobs I've done, this has by far been my favorite.
Yeah, have you ever wanted to rob the bank when you worked there? Just like, that my ADHD brain and whatever else is going on there, who knows? If I worked at a bank, man,
Yeah.
I'd be like looking at people's bank, like, you know, transactions and like how much they have in their bank, and be like, you're so fun. You know, like after hours, I'm coming back, you know, like avoid cameras and shit. And I'd get caught 100%. I'm that.
It was also the bank in my hometown, so it wouldn't have went over very well.
Yeah, you know, hey, how did Haley all of a sudden get a Ferrari? That podcast must be doing really good, you know.
Right.
What's the side by side page? Like what do you do on there? Do you just side by side through the mud and shit or what?
So we go to like the sand dunes. There's some about 2 or 3 hours from us here in Oklahoma, or we go up to Disney where we rock crawl. A group of, Joey and his friends or our friends, whatever. We all just kind of ride around and I'm always holding a camera and then I try to piece together all the drunken content at the end of the weekend and see what we come up with.
I love that. That's cool. What other companies do you have? Like, I didn't know, you call your grind pops up randomly, and then you know, like, what else do you do? What kind of other pages do you do?
I mean, I have a mental health page. It's not, I don't really have time to make stuff for it, but it's totally separate from all my personal stuff.
Yeah.
And I had the Stoic Pearl, which I've kind of combined that with the Blue Collar Baddies merch page. It was just, women in trades, t-shirts and stuff, but I've put all those designs together with the merch page off the podcast. I don't know. I have another silly little page about like farm content with sunrises and flowers and all that bullshit.
Hey man, you got some for everyone. That's cool.
Yeah.
You know, like, why stick to this blue collar shit? Hey, you like flowers? I'm over here. Do you want to see like, you know, farm animals getting it on, I'm over there, you know, like
it's everywhere. My brain, I swear, I can't make it chill. It just won't
millennial
stop.
In you. It's the millennial, yeah. Man. We're pushing 40. How old do you actually feel? Like you're 40, but like, where are you really like in your mind? You know, because they say like, you know, millennials were kind of like, we're pushing 40. Some of us are over 40 now, you know, but we're stuck in a certain time frame. Where are you at?
I mean, I feel like I pretty much wasted my 20s, so I'm stuck in like that 25-ish area, which is, you know.
I still feel like I'm 18, 19, you know, just finishing high school, you know, like, you know, minus the knee aches and the back pain, you know,
right.
Like, oh shit, you know, I'm really getting old here, but, you know, and then one of my coworkers, his mom is fucking like 2 years older than me.
Oh, damn.
I'm just like, fuck. He's like, yeah, man, I'm this age. My mom's like 40. What does she look like? Mom, show me a picture. And like, I can't wait until, you know, I'm like 50 and, you know, these kids are like 20. It's like, you know, what's your grandma look like? I had BetterHelp sponsor the podcast this year for 3 months. We went on a 3-month run. You know, I broke my ankle and I was off, and mentally I was discovering, I got diagnosed with borderline personality disorder just before that. Yeah. And, you know, coming out of that into the broken ankle, like it was a dark time. Right. So BetterHelp sponsored the podcast just in the nick of time. And then, you know, we got free health, mental health, shit for that. And then coming out of that, when that finished, Tracy Chabot, he sponsored the podcast. He's an oil field consultant, and he like where we were going with the mental health talk, and he sponsored it with Starlink. So, you know, I'm in a lot of places where the service isn't good and, you know, non-existent. So, you know, we still need to record podcasts and make videos and stuff. So, you know, now I got a Starlink, you know, and it works so fucking good. So, yeah.
I actually used BetterHelp for about 6 months. Right before I met Joey. So, I mean, I was also in a dark place before the whole blue collar life and all that. So that's cool.
Yeah. No, you know what? Like, I'm coming to learn. Like, my wife's actually sent me a video the other day. It's like, you know how, you know, women are stronger than men. A woman will get hurt and just, you know, she'll sit in it for a little bit and then move the fuck on. A man will, like, a man's mom will abandon him when he's 6, and he'll fucking make it everyone's problem in his 40s, you know? Like, it made me laugh. My wife's just like, this you or what? And it's like, thanks for that. You know, my daughter, she's fucking 5.
Yeah.
And I was giving her shit for something a couple months ago, and from the backseat, she's like, well, at least my dad loves me, right? What? Yeah. What?
Spicy. You
know, we'll fucking change that real quick, you know, like, we can put you outside. You're sleeping with fucking the fishes tonight, you know.
Oh gosh.
Fucking kids, man.
Yeah.
Shit, you gotta have some. They're fun.
I don't know. I think I'm almost too old for that now. I'm good with being the aunt.
My wife and I were trying for another one.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah. Well, she's trying, man. I'm doing everything I can to, like, be more like, you know, put my phone close to in my inner. No, I'm just joking. She's going to hear that. I'm just joking. Shit. Where can everyone find your podcast?
We're on YouTube and Spotify and Apple Podcasts. I don't know where else to be. What's the good ones?
Oh, shit. There's like fucking, there's a lot of places, man. Like Amazon, I think Amazon, my podcast is on Amazon. I have 85% of my podcast traffic comes off of Apple.
Really?
Yeah. And then like there's 7% comes off of Spotify, and then the rest come off of wherever else.
That's wild. I always just share the YouTube link, but I don't really push the other two. I just upload them and whatever happens is whatever.
Yeah. It's good. You're competing, especially in the States, you're competing with Travis and Jason Kelsey and Joe Rogan.
Shit.
No pressure.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, shit. I don't want to take up too much more of your time though. Getting on in time there, but I like to end the podcast with, you know, one last question. I don't know, you probably listen, but Mount Rushmore, right? 4 of the most influential people are up on the rock of Mount Rushmore there. If you could have your own Mount Rushmore, 4 people you look up to, inspired to be, or that inspired you, who would they be and why?
Oh gosh. That's a tough question because I feel like, oh man, I wish I'd have studied this one.
That's the whole point of it.
Dang. I don't know. I mean, obviously, my parents have been huge in my life, and they're both extremely hard workers, very driven, always, it's not ever, oh, we don't, we're, I don't know. I mean, with farm life, you don't come home from work and be like, oh, we're too tired for that. If it's got to be done, you fucking do it, right? So, I mean, they're both very, very hard workers. My grandma, she lives next door to me too.
Call her Mima.
No, I just call her grandma.
Oh man, if I had a grandma, I'd call her Mima. They all died.
Oh, I mean,
One
most of mine too.
recently in like May.
Oh
Yeah, no, it's all good. Don't worry about it.
no.
She had the fuck. So in like she had a bout of cancer in like the 80s or whatever. She's supposed to kill her. Survived it. Survived a car accident where she actually coded. In the end, a bladder infection took her out.
Oh
Really
no.
fucking sucks.
Wow, that's
Yeah.
wild. I don't know. The fourth person would probably have to be Joey because, he's taught me a lot and he's always there to hype me up. And I mean, every time I'm getting ready to do a group of girls and he knows I get, a little bit in my head, he's like, you fucking got this. Go for it.
Fuck yeah. I love that. You know, my wife was very much like that at the beginning, like where she wasn't sure what to think of my social media journey, right? And then she dove right in when she seen like kind of like what it meant to me and whatnot. And then she was joining my live streams and like, you know, I spent so much time, like I worked 6 months straight at a time for a long time. I spent 20 days at home in 2 years, right? So like it was stupid. I'll never do that again. But you know, people only at the beginning got used to seeing me at work or like in camp or whatever. When I went home for the first time, and they're like, "Where are you? Like,
Right.
what is this?" Right? And my wife's in the background chirping the shit out of me. Yeah. So my wife became like a fan favorite, I guess,
That's
if you
awesome.
want to call it that. And everyone's like, "Man, I love your wife. Your wife is hilarious." My wife is. She's like the funniest person I know. She gives me a
Yeah.
lot of ideas for my videos and stuff like that. And she'll be like, "Hey, you need to get this person on the podcast."
That's
Hey,
awesome.
yeah. And when I came home the one time, she had like neon lights set up and stuff like that. Like she got an On the Throne podcast neon light thing
Dang.
and an on-air sign made on team. And she had like a little setup there. She's like, "Hey, when you come home, there's a little office for you to do a podcast in. And you even got a background for it, you know?"
Dang, that's
And
badass.
yeah, she's like, "Hey, you know, we're gonna be a little busy this weekend, so we're gonna set a podcast up, like ask or whatever, or you know, do it. If you're gonna do it, here's a quiet room and whatever, and have at her, you know." She knows I need it to unwind too, right? So
Yeah, that's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah, it's good to have that support, right? Nice. It's
Hell yeah.
it takes a lot away from the people we love, right? So
Yeah, for sure.
absolutely. I appreciate you coming on the podcast though. This
Thanks
has
for
been
asking.
great. Hey,
I'm
hell
glad
yeah.
it went
As soon as I saw your profile, I'm like, fuck, a blue collar podcast. And
Yeah.
it's, you know, for about the blue collar ladies. And you know, over here, you know, we talk to a lot of blue collar ladies. We support the women in trades and shit like that. And I don't know who wouldn't. I mean, you know,
Yeah.
they're badass. You know, I know when I see a woman show up to site, I better be bringing my A game because she's pretty nerves, right? Yeah, well, you don't. Yeah, I don't agree with that, but yeah, I guess, yeah, you got to, but I don't think you got to. If I get to be a lazy piece of shit sometimes, everybody could be a lazy piece of shit. I work with two women here.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know if you saw them, you'd like, yeah, that's a girl. If you heard them, yeah, that's a girl. But like the way they work, nah, they're just as much as part of the boys. Are we part of the girls? I don't know. I don't know. Are they part of the guys or are we part of the girls? I don't know at this point. They've got like trucker mouths on them and they put you in their spot and then they back it up with their work ethic, right? It's
Yeah.
insane. It's insane.
It's awesome. I love that.
Yeah, it makes me feel inadequate sometimes. You know, like
Oh.
I'm just like, hey, you know what? Like, yeah, I got outworked by a girl. Who fucking cares? Every dog has its day, I guess, right? There's gonna be a bigger fish coming for her. Fuck it.
That's
Yep.
funny.
Absolutely. Yeah, I can't wait to put this one out. I can't wait to, hopefully push some people towards you and get your numbers up, like get more numbers for you. I know there's a lot of blue collar women that are, they live for supporting the blue
For sure.
collar baddies, I guess. So
Yeah. I
absolutely.
appreciate that. I'm excited to see the episode.
Yeah, I'll put out some trailers and tag you in the trailers and stuff like that. And I try to pick out some funny clips, and I usually talk about my wife a couple times in the podcast. That really makes her like cringe and like just makes her like, oh, why would you do that? Right? I did it last week. You were talking about like how my wife's 20% Nigerian. And but I'm like, she's white as snow, right? Like she burns in the sun. He's like, where'd the black go? I'm like, in her ass, bloody quicker than that ass, right? And like she texts me a couple hours later, she's just like, why? Why? Right? And it's like, because.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know what? Thanks for being a part of my baby. And I know how you know how that feels, right? Like this is
Oh, yeah.
yeah. So thanks for that. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Hey, stay frosty.
I'll try.
And you can't hear the music.
Nope.
Bob your head and pretend like you can. Yeah.